This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 20th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Farm organizations, including the American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union, today said they disagree with President Trump's suggestion of buying beef from Argentina in an attempt to lower beef prices in the meat case. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig strongly disagrees with the president's plan and support for an ag competitor.
This is a slap in the face to America's family farmers. There's no way I would be giving money to America's competitor, and that's exactly what the president is doing for this authoritarian leader. And candidly, it looks like he's trying to throw an election to this leader's way, and so it's corrupt too. I've just never seen anything from a farm country perspective. I said over the weekend at an ag panel that I need the president and Brooke Rollins to stop saying that they love America's farmers, and I need them to start acting like it.
Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said the president's actions are counter to what's best for America's farmers and ranchers.
If you look at an America First policy, that sure doesn't jive with an America First policy as far as we're concerned. That's why we were extremely disappointed in the president's comments, and we are reaching out and continue to reach out to the White House, to Capitol Hill, and USDA to make sure they understand the true dynamics behind beef pricing and the economics of the U.S. cattle and beef industry.
Woodall says the nation's cattlemen have earned the consumer's favor, and the president's proposal would undercut both producers and consumers.
The consumer doesn't have to buy beef. They want to buy beef. And I think that's a very critical distinction we need to look at. And we're excited that the consumer still wants to buy beef and is doing that. So we're concerned that the president is not fully understanding what is happening within the industry, that his comments have already had an impact on the marketplace. When you look how futures were limit down on Friday, that has an impact on people's decisions on how they're going to market, price that they're going to get. And then to say that we're going to do this by importing Argentine beef, you know, basically you're importing that product on the back of U.S. producers and telling them you need to take a lower price for your cattle.
House Ag Committee Ranking Member Craig says producers need help from the government, and the need is greater than the administration is rumored to have available.
So the challenge I think the administration has is, you know, they anticipate they could probably pull together $12.5-13 billion in economic assistance without congressional approval. That's a drop in the bucket to all of the different producers that are being harmed by this trade war, not to mention working families paying so much more for groceries and other items in their lives. So, you know, unless the administration stops the trade war, it's going to be really hard, because we're going to end up right back here, and that's not what my farmers want.
Craig says health care is very much a national issue and one that the GOP should not ignore.
And you think about this whole health care topic that's been raised, 27% of farmers and ranchers in our country actually use some form of the Affordable Care Act to get their health insurance. As we all know, a lot of folks have a partner, a spouse who works off-farm, too, to be able to get that health insurance. So unless the administration acts quickly, it's not the end of the year when premiums are going up for farmers and ranchers who are on, you know, whatever version of the ACA in Minnesota, it's MNsure. It's going to be November 1st, and we are raising the alarm that this needs to happen.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.